So let's look at the statistics. The United States is home to 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prisoners.
The United States is number one in incarceration. It's not coincidence that mass incarceration is referred to as the new Jim Crow, since African Americans are incarcerated at nearly 5 times the rate of white Americans. This is a problem that affects the most vulnerable communities and is rooted in white supremacy. Kendrick Lamar grew up in Compton, a low-income neighborhood where people are constantly having to fight for their lives in order to make a decent living, where teens are often introduced to gang violence and drugs. The singer understood the marginalization of his community and wrote Good Kid, Mad City, an entire album surrounding these issues. Collect Calls is a song that touches on the issues of mass incarceration and recidivism and how they affect vulnerable families. This song presents the issues of mass incarceration and recidivism by having the point of view of a son and his mother. The song starts us off with Dante begging his mom to collect his call and get him out of trouble. Outside of the song, the representation of their relationship as a son and a mother becomes something called family criminalization. According to an article titled Low-Income Black Mothers Parenting Adolescents in the Mass Incarceration Era by Seneca Elliott and Megan Reed, this term explains the interviewing of black mothers and children's vulnerability to institutional surveillance and punishment. In order to understand both of the issues of mass incarceration and recidivism, we must look at how these issues distinctly affect marginalized communities. There is so much context behind the marginalization of the black community, but the primary reason is simply white supremacy. These communities have been turned down so much by injustice because of how vulnerable they are and how the law works, needless to say because of how this country works. An article titled Poverty and Criminal Justice Reform by Michael B. Tanner states that mass incarceration has increased the U.S. poverty rate by around 20%. Not only that, but families are at all-time risk. If the father happens to be incarcerated, the family has a 40% probability of being poor and living in harsh conditions. This problem is out of hand because by 2016, 1.5 million children had a parent in state or federal prison. The article also mentions that parental incarceration within Hispanic and Black children is also at 2 to 7 higher than for white children.
Children serve time too, you know? So when their parents are incarcerated, the parents aren't the only one who are feeling that effect. It is a ripple effect. Their families, their kids are feeling that, and not only in the time that they're incarcerated, but for generations.
Mass incarceration just opens the door for an ongoing cycle, especially within marginalized communities that find themselves in vulnerable situations like poverty and such. And because of the way society works around the prison system, it is very hard to stop this cycle. Let's take a look at Dante's case, for example. A kid who was supposed to have a future, who had a mother supporting him along the way, but his environment couldn't stop the cycle and he ended up in jail. Mama, take this motherfucking black off. Was on the day when they had take the black off. Put up in, they put me in the cop cars. Please believe me, this ain't easy pop for. You forgot you're talking to your holy son. Remember when you put me in that relay run? I was racing, chasing dreams to be the best. You had caught me that the very day I won. All I need is you to give me same support. What Lamar means in this verse when he raps, you forgot you're talking to your only son. Remember when you put me in that relay run? I was racing, chasing dreams to be the best. you had taught me that the very day I won. This is Dante directly speaking to his mom. He wants her to feel for him and for the terrible situation that he's in. He tries to get to her by reminding her of the past in a very emotional way. Now, let's talk about recidivism. This term is defined as the tendency of a convicted criminal to reoffend. Recidivism is deeper than we think, and it's influenced by many factors. Returning citizens face a lot of struggles in their reentry journey. Employers are not open to hiring people with felonies, so a lot of them face unemployment, which then opens the way to this cycle where they can't earn money, so they find themselves in situations that got them in prison in the first place. It's a problem that also has a lot to do with the environment and persons surround themselves with. Let's take Diane Jones, a mother from New Orleans, as an example.
I'm a mother of two kids. One of my kids are incarcerated. One of my kids have 30 years. I have three grandkids, and I'm a formerly incarcerated person.
She tells us about the cycle that exists within her family and how it becomes a cycle in the first place.
I came home, I don't have a house. I don't have a job. I don't have anything. And most women, when they get out, they go back to the street and do the same thing because there isn't any help out here for them. As a Black mother, I feel as if though the system was designed to fail me here.
Now, we will be seeing how this song becomes reality. No, it's not neglection. I have just accepted your fate. Then what is going to be? Remember all the nights that I cried, thinking that my only son just died. Kicking through the window, kicking through the doors. You they looking for raid outside. Rather see you locked up than dead. Even though we talk about two different people, we can see why in Lamar's song, Dante's mother's point of view states that she'd rather see her son in jail than dead, because she knows it's very likely he would reoffend again, and she would much rather keep him alive even if away. She feels the system is designed to fail her in one way or another, just like it failed Diane, and now she has to make a heartbreaking choice.
Men lie, women lie.
When Lamar raps, "Peeking through the window, kicking through the door, it's you they're looking for, right outside. Rather see you locked up than dead." This is very telling and a true depiction of the vulnerable communities that marginalized people have to live in. This part of the song depicts jail as a better option than death. I can even begin to imagine how a mother could feel having to make this decision for her own child. It must be extremely hard and heartbreaking. As a society, we must do better to help. We must elect officials that care about prison reform and are willing to make a change. We can also help both mass incarceration and recidivism by supporting organizations that care about these causes. Organizations like the Anti-Recidivism Coalition, the Innocent Project, and Bend the Box are great ways to help. We can all make a difference. You can make a difference.